Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night
seem to whisper. What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this beautiful Friday, Jobs Friday. And what's going on, everybody? You know, our buddy President Trump is at it again with the overnight tariff talks, and he must get short right before he talks about it. Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. But the week has been, you know, if you could ignore the down move on Monday and the couple of big sell-offs, we've actually been higher for the week, and actually as expected. You know, again, don't get me wrong, it wasn't easy to be long or to hold the market, but certainly, as we said on Bubba's bottom line and last week, is that the overall market, you know, it's the first week of a month and the first week of a new quarter. Typically, those would be, you know, reasons for the market to be a little bit higher. You know, a lot of fund money has to come flowing in. And, of course, we did see a net rally, and it was a pretty good rally as you look at it. And, you know, I think that, you know, I'm glad that it rallied. I'm not glad that it ripped my face off, but I am glad that it did rally, because I'd like to have a better opportunity to sell, which is what I'd be looking to do. You know, we were actually the confusing day was Monday when we came in and the markets got creamed. But, you know, last week when we closed, you know, the Dow futures at 24.095, you know, they're about 300 points higher. And, you know, who knows? You know, I think that you're going to see a market that, you know, is all we say is that, you know, this is a good spot to sell. You know, the resistance levels are clear. The pattern is clear. The markets are headed lower. I don't think there's any question that the top of the markets are in. I don't think there's anything really to dispute that fact. And again, it's not that we're looking, you know, just only on one side, and we're not perma bears. We're just in a pattern that it suggests that we're going lower. It's pretty simple. But I tell you, one of the things I'm looking at is this trade war tariff talk. First of all, I think it's a bunch of BS. And I think if you cleared out the lobbyists and if you cleared out the politicians, you wouldn't have this much trouble. Okay, we are not going to have a problem here. This is not the George Bush or Reagan tariffs. This is not the issue. This is a solid play by President Trump to say, hey, we're tired of getting screwed. It's pretty much as simple as that. And they are not going to have a major problem. This is a pretty simple solution that is only going to make things better. I believe that if you look at this from any standpoint you want, this is going to work out better for the United States of America, which I think is what we all want to see in the first place. And you know, you can look at all the nonsense you want. You can talk about what's going on and how it's going to affect everything. The markets are never wrong. Okay? You know, you can't tell the markets. So the markets have reacted fine. They've had some major sell-offs overnight. All right. But at the end of the day, when the real money comes in and the real volume comes in, what have you seen? You've seen the markets try to rally. So are we really going to say that we should be concerned about all this? I hardly think so. I don't think that we should really be concerned about, you know, all of that stuff, because here we are. All right. The markets are higher. So you can say that you're worried. You can say that there's a problem. But where's the problem? Now, there's been big concern about, you know, agricultural products and where they stand and what's their damage or their potential problems. Should this be a bigger problem? And so let's as we take a look, okay, corn is at 385, very close to its high that it made before it sold off into the USDA report. All right. Corn went down from 390-ish to 370-ish on the USDA, not on the trade report. If we take a look back, going back to last year, corn is at the highest prices it has been basically since peaking on July of 2017. So basically, we're almost at yearly highs. And the prices are still too cheap. They're going higher, okay? I mean, this is ridiculous. The prices that we're at, they should be higher to begin with. But just based on what the information that we can compare against, all right, wheat is got sold off hard off of the USDA report when it was trading around 520. It traded down as low as almost 440. Now it's like 460. All right, so here we are once again. We're actually higher than when this trade war terror started to happen. And other than the big move up we just had, we can't eliminate that. I think we're going back there. But at the end of the day, wheat is higher than, except for that one period of time of, 10 days or so where we were up over 5 and around that area, we are as high as we've been in a year. Okay, just about. And soybeans, which everybody continues to talk about, on about the pressure and the problems, are basically at 1016. If you remember, they were 920 not that long ago, and if you remember that they also sold off hard after spiking higher from 960 to almost 1080 or 1082. On 3.5, which was before this talk started, they're still higher. So again, we're at highs not seen in a long time. And we felt and talked about this, that we thought soybeans were in trouble to begin with. So it shouldn't be a major surprise. I mean, Angie Setzer and I had talked about our concern about the bean market before any of this trade tariff talk started. So let the markets be your guide, not the NBs on TV, because the markets will tell you what's going to go on. Now, I don't think that we're going to stop eating. I don't think we're going to stop using these products. And quite frankly, the TV prognosticators want to make me puke as well as the politicians, because I don't think they have a clue. That's just one man's opinion of what's going on. And I may not be right, but I think I'm pretty close. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, remember to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget to download the Sporting Edge as well and Crypto Investor X. And also, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you for free. Every day after the close, I send out a little video. And all you have to do to get that is go to BubbaTrading.com and fill out the little box that pops up, and you will get the update. No credit card, no nothing, free. Go check it out. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of a break, and we'll be right back with more on this edition of the Friday Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be right back after the break. It's a time. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's time for the one, the only, the unbelievably talented, traveling Jane King, Lila Mex Media, and the Kaching Report. What's up, Jane King?
Hey, Todd, when's spring happening, by the way? More snow? I mean, this is like ridiculous. More, really what we've gone through.
More nor'easters for you guys. That's the benefit you get. You just came back from the West Coast, but you get the benefit of the East Coast. Not only do you have to pay more taxes and pay higher prices, but you get nice weather to go along with it, too.
Nice weather, I know. Why do I live here again? No, yeah, we're flying back the day of the most recent nor'easter, and all flights were grounded in and out of Newark. So we were delayed a little bit. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it's April. I mean,
well,
come on.
You know, listen, in Chicago, we've had snow as late as June, I can remember. So the only good thing about snow this time of year is it melts pretty fast once it comes down. But it is a pain in the ass.
That's true.
So, Jane King, let's talk about President Trump and his overnight comments. I mean, it's twice this week. He did a after the close kind of talk about the trade wars and tariffs, and down go the markets. And of course, I think Wednesday was the most incredible rally I think in the history of the market, where it was down 500 and ended up actually up 300. What do you think about all this stuff?
Yeah, I had a lunch on Wednesday with, by the way, a Saudi prince. We could talk about that a little bit if you want. How about that for an Indiana farm girl? But anyway, so I came back from the lunch and the market was up, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? So what a I mean, that was like, I mean, you've been around the trading markets. I mean, that was a reversal of, you know, to the 10th degree. So that was pretty encouraging to see that happen. I think Wall Street's kind of seeing all this back and forth between China as negotiating in the public. And yeah, the president last night, he's not backing down. And China said something interesting in response to the most recent salvo from Trump. And that was like something like at any cost, we are going to fight this at any cost. And I'm like, OK, I know that's not true because you're not going to do this at any cost. Think about that. So I think this is all just kind of a go back and forth. They'll work something out, I think. In the end, we're all going to be better for it, but it's tough. Of course, agriculture impacted a lot. I texted my brothers and my nephews this week and just asked them what they thought. And they feel like in the long run, it's going to be in the best thing, but it's painful in the near term. And I think they're a little nervous about what they're seeing happen.
Okay. I'm going to finish your thought. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, they're sticking with Trump. I think they seem okay with what's going on.
I think they should. Now, I said this on the show, and I've talked about this all week because it's really pissing me off because it's more the lobbyists and the politicians than the actual farmers themselves. Now, let's just go back in time a year. All grains are almost higher than they were a year ago. It's not the issue is not the tariffs. The issue is not the trade wars. The issue is that we have no inflation and we can't get more prices. And because of some of the issues trying to ship goods out of the country, that has kept prices depressed. And that becomes more of the issue. And I think that this is going to be much better for farmers and producers when they get this all said and done, because it's going to free up some of the way that we do the tariffs. And it's going to allow us to ship more goods, because the world is not going to stop eating. Our goods are going to be in demand no matter what happens, and somebody's going to be buying them. And I think that that's the bigger story. And to me, it's becoming to a point that I listen to these lobbyists and these congressmen talk about it, and they're talking poppycock as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, same old, I mean, from people like that. I mean, the situation with China was way off the rails. You know, it was extremely unfair. It needed to be cleaned up, needed to be modernized, needed to be changed. And it's what we're going through. And it's painful. I mean, it's painful to see, you know, your 401k way down, but you know, it's necessary, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I think this is all going to turn out all right. I mean, it's only really been going on for a couple of months. I mean, we can't take a couple of months of pain, to straighten things out. I mean, you know, we're not very tough. You got to do that sometimes.
Well, I'm with you, Jane. I mean, look, the bottom line, you listen, you've been around, you know, by the way, I drove through Lafayette, Purdue. I was thinking about you when I was going to send you a picture.
All right.
When I went, I went to Tennessee. But anyways, you know, when I look at this whole thing and I go, okay, so your 401k is down a little bit. But what do we know for a fact? You and I both have been around long enough in this business that the markets are going to go up 8% year over year over time. And that's really going to be the end of the day. And as long as you're not going to panic out because there's a little bit of stress or strain, good companies or good funds are going to be up over time. And the idea is to be able to sit back and not be so over leveraged or over invested into a market that will take you out because you get emotionally nuts versus just sitting back and saying, okay, I mean, you went through this in 08. And I mean, you know, you and I have been talking since I think 2010. And certainly it's simply the markets do what the markets do. And your objective is, if you're an investor, is to not pay attention to every day because you can't trade this market tick for tick if you're an investor. What do you think?
Oh my God, it's impossible. I mean, that market looks so ugly Wednesday about 5 a.m. And for it to end up 200, 300 points, I mean, it's, yeah, you just cannot panic. You can't, I mean, some of these like commentators on TV are just like Armageddon. This is a disaster. And, you know, I mean, it's just like everybody just calm down. I mean, it's like they can't see that this is a negotiation, or they can't see what's been happening. It's, I mean, it's just kind of the same stuff you and I have been talking about so much over the past couple of years, is that you've got, like, I guess, elite people who are, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they got to those positions, because they're really not very deep thinkers on some of this stuff. I mean, they're taking everything just at face value and panicking and getting emotional. So you just got to like calm down and hope that things work out. I think it will. I think everything's going to be fine.
That's why economists have no clue, because that's why they can't call a recession until 10 years later. Well, look, I don't want somebody to tell me after it's over that there was a recession. I want someone to tell me ahead of time. And
what good? It's kind of like a weather forecaster telling you after it's over. Yeah, it rained yesterday. It's like, okay.
I'm great with it. So what do you think about the Larry Kudlow deal? You like Larry Kudlow in the office?
Yeah, I like him. I think actually his comments Wednesday were one of the reasons why we saw the turnaround. I mean, he talked about negotiations and in the long run. I mean, just the kind of exact stuff that we're talking about that makes all the sense in the world. And for him to come out and be very public, I think it was very smart of, you know, White House or the communications office or whoever sent him out. And he did a lot of TV interviews. And when he came out, that calmed things down a lot. It was really important.
No, I don't. There's no way he gets involved with Trump. There's no way he takes that job if he does. If he believes that this is going to be a true trade war terrorist, because Larry Kudlow is a free trader and he is not interested this part. So he is telling you by the very point of him taking the job, saying he believes that Trump has a plan. And I agree. Mm-hmm. But this goes back to something you said a few minutes ago, education. OK, we have in places of power, some of the, I don't know, I don't want to use the right words. I got to be very careful how I select these, but they're not very bright when it comes to the overall thing. And this is where your education podcast and my high school program are so important, because we need to catch people when they're young so they understand how the markets and how the economy really work, instead of the BS that we get fed through a lot of these other people. What do you think about that? And what do you got going in your podcasting?
Yeah, well, our next one will be released on the 13th of April, and that's Camp Moolah, Moolah U, where she has camp, summer camp in Texas. You can go down. It's like for kids. She teaches you how to run a business. Just a really great program for kids. And then I'm going to be doing some work with Dave Ramsey's group. I have some more guests on there, in particular one guy who works with kids a lot. So he's going to be coming up soon. But, you know, I kind of listen to my kids a lot, and they just tend to repeat what they hear adults say or what they hear their friends say, which is what they hear their parents say at home. And it's, again, like what I see a lot is just real simplistic thinking. Like, you know, we have to ban all guns no matter what, or Trump is this, or, you know, and it just, you have to kind of teach them to think things through. And one of the first impediments to being able to think things through in a rational way is getting overly emotional and getting really angry and not being able to think straight. So you have to, like, you have to put that away and be able to kind of just think about what's really going on and calm down and be logical. So that's what I'm trying to teach my kids to do. So hopefully
we got 20 seconds left, but I just bring this up to you. I live in Deerfield, Illinois, and they just banned assault weapons. Now, again, I have no interest in what they're doing, because one thing I know for sure is the crooks are always getting the guns. So why are they bothering the law abiding citizens? You got 20 seconds for an answer. Yes.
Well, I mean, just look at Chicago. I mean, guns are banned there, but they have a lot of gun deaths. I mean, it's not the answer. It's got to be something much more complex than that.
Jane King, you are awesome. I love you. Thank you so much for being here, and have a great day. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Todd.
And that was our friend Jane King from Lila Max Media, the Ka-Ching Report. And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget the rest of our programming, because we do have 24-hour day programming every single day of the week. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. It's Friday, April the 6th, and we continue to see volatility in this market, and I think that volatility, as they say, is here to stay. I think we continue to see markets that will be extremely volatile. I think they're, well, number one, because I think they're headed higher. I think, did you notice that the VIX, which is the volatility index, did not really go down as much as you might have thought based on the market action. So that would be something to say, kind of makes you wonder, are there sellers waiting and ramping up? And I look at some of this action as really a, excuse me, a major short squeeze, a rip your face off rally short squeeze. Now, remember, we have talked about this before. Rallies in bear markets, okay, are always the most tantalizing and vicious that you can get. Now, what more vicious have we had than these rallies that we've seen over the last, you know, couple of weeks? When they get a rally, they are just vicious, which is what we have said. But when you look at the overall pattern, they have not changed. So I say to you that you should not be overly concerned. If you are looking to be on the short side of the market, I think what the key is that you have to wait for the right level to get in. And that was where most people get in trouble. You know, what happens is you get these overnight sell-offs, right? And then everybody starts to worry, oh, I'm going to miss the sell. You know, first, we weren't worried about missing the rally. Now we're worried about missing the sell-off. And at the end of the day, we're not missing anything. And this is the point of waiting for your levels to appear. This is the point about how you trade the markets, is you wait for patterns to develop. Whatever time frame that you're trading, you wait for the pattern to develop in that time frame that you want to trade. And I say this to you because, listen, I've felt it myself. I know exactly what everybody goes through when these things happen. Okay? Not kind of. I mean exactly. And I tell you that because it's a interesting dynamic that happens. The mind, you know, as they say, remember the commercial, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, emotions have a dramatic effect on the mind. And we do things, and I've done it myself, so I'm not a magic trick. This is the hardest thing to control, is your emotional, your mental state when you're trading, because anytime we're involved with things about money, we have these kind of issues that get into our heads. And when they get into our heads, we tend to do the wrong thing. Again, that goes back to the example I've used in the past, which is, have you ever said anything to somebody that you wish that you could take back? And of course, the answer is, of course, we all have done that. All right. We've all done that, and we have to get away from that. And that is the part of trading that will bring you back to a potential area of success, is if you can get past that. And it is not, of course, the easiest thing to do. It is an extreme challenge. Why? Because markets themselves create extreme challenges. You know, remember, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But this is the type of things that separate the investor, the trader, and the losers. All right? Because if you allow yourself to be emotionally bandaged or tangled up here, what you're really finding out is that you're going to find yourself in a losing proposition, because again, invariably, when we get emotional, we make the wrong decision. All right, so that is always an issue, is the decision making process. And typically, again, when we get too emotional, we make the wrong decision. It's as simple as that. It's like in a poker game. You know, there are what they call tells, right? And there was an old saying on the floor, you know, if you can see, the real saying was, if you can see somebody's tonsils, give them whatever they want because they're wrong. Well, if you see somebody too emotional, you know they're wrong. You know they're out of whack, which again brings you back to the issue that, you know, you have to be more emotionally settled so that you can make a rational decision. You know, and we all do this, okay? Markets do something crazy and we're afraid, or we're greedy, one of the two. And when that happens, we know that we're going to invariably make the wrong decision. Like as they say, the old fear of missing out trade. So I'm afraid to miss out, so I'm going to go ahead and make a bad decision, hoping that it turns out to be a good decision. And we all know that it is not how to do it. But again, when you're in the heat of the battle, which goes back to saying something to somebody you wish you wouldn't have said, it's hard to always put that in check. But that is something you should take a big piece of paper, or if you're an active trader, and put it on your thing and say, remain calm, remain logical. Keep yourself in tow. Again, it's a logical solution, which means that you have to keep calm and think with a clear head so that you can make a solid decision that is based on what you're really thinking, not the thoughts that jumped in your head when you became overly emotional. Because these are the things that hurt more traders and even investors. Again, how many of you have puked out at the bottom of the market? Okay. Because you were afraid. And of course, you found out later that, yeah, you did a puke out at the absolute bottom of the market. And this is one of the things, reasons we talk about hedging. But even forget about the hedging. If we just go by the simple numbers, And life is really about coloring by numbers. Okay. You're right. When you're all kids, we have the color by number. If we go by the numbers, okay, you know, if we put on our actuary hats, you know, like the insurance companies, right? We know that the stock market goes up 8% year over year. Not every year, but it goes up 8% year over year. So if I am not playing in gambling stocks, for example, if I'm not playing in the stocks that maybe are related to Bitcoin, and again, I'm in some of those myself, so I'm not saying that those are bad. I mean, I'm a believer now. But in my long-term portfolio, I'm not putting much of that stuff in. In my long-term portfolio, I'm using stuff, you know, the regular basics, you know, dividend-paying stocks, good companies that I believe that are going to be in business 20 years from now. Okay. So if I'm playing that field, okay, then typically those stocks are going to continue to appreciate in value. I'm going to continue to accumulate those stocks through the dividend reinvestment program, you know, so on and so forth. I'm going to continue to be able to play that market. Why? Because I believe those companies will remain strong. And again, we've all seen this happen, okay? We've either puked out at the bottom of a market and immediately watch it go back and rally back, or we've known somebody who basically continued to invest in the market on a daily basis or, you know, monthly basis, whatever, which is what we'll talk about when we come back on the break. But they invest, and they, you know, they don't put a lot in, but they, you know, let's say $100 a month or whatever it happens to be. And you read a story, that person passed away. And they left their church or their temple or their school or something $2 million on a person that never made more than $40,000 a year, but they somehow managed to leave somebody $2 million. Now, how did they do that? Well, they never sold. They never got out. They were in solid companies that are going to continue to rise over time and pay dividends. So they're accumulating more shares. So they're compounding their money. They're compounding their portfolio. And sure enough, there you have it. You have a lot of money, which is why if you continue to just compound your portfolio and don't let the emotions of the moment get in your head, if you don't let the moment of issues play with you, what are you going to find out? You're going to find out that your money is going to grow, it's going to accumulate, and it's going to compound. And that is something that, again, we all make that tragic mistake of getting emotional. You know, remember Gordon Goodko, don't get emotional about stocks. We'll talk more about this and hedging when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I want to remind you to check out highschoolinvesting.com. That is, of course, my program, which we now have in 450 high schools. It is something that we give away to them and we are looking for help. If anybody would like to step up and help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you do, I will give you a 1 week free of my futures recommendations. And also, don't forget to download The Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And also, you can get the Sporting Edge there as well. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz on Jobs Friday. We will be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this Jobs Friday. You know, what's everybody going on here? Baseball season is around and the markets have been a little bit wild. And, you know, one of the things I know is that everybody should always be hedged in their portfolio, which is why I'm starting a new hedging class. And tomorrow I'm doing a webinar on hedging and on futures. So if you'd like to join, all you have to do is go to the website and sign up for it. But in the meantime, you know, we talked about this, about the emotions and things that happen to people, and that this is one of the reasons that either you should either be hedged or learn to, you know, as they said in the movies, turns those machines off. Okay, not on, turn them off, and don't watch. Okay, sometimes it's easier to step aside knowing the mathematical facts. Okay, so if we know the math, then we know that what would our expectations be when this market finally does correct. And I think this is the time it's starting. But if it's not, it doesn't matter. But if this is the time of the market correction, okay, then 10 years from now, we'll probably be higher than we are today. Okay. You know, now again, I don't know when the exact correction is going to start and not how long it's going to last. But what I do know is that we're going to be higher at some point than we are today, and we'll be higher by an average of 8% over that time frame. Now, obviously, we've rallied over the last 9 years, you know, 200%. So that's a little bit more than probably should. So the next few years should be slightly lower. We'll not keep up that pace. But at the end of the day, you know, over time, they will average that 8%. So we have to make sure that we can understand how to stay in the markets. Now, again, there are the stocks that you do put in that portfolio, which would be, you know, again, let's just say AT&T. I'm not recommending that. I'm saying that that's just be one. It doesn't move very much. It's not very volatile, but it pays 4 or 5%, you know, in dividend. And you're just compounding by buying more stock with it using the dividend reinvestment program. And you're continuing to put their money in, which is great, which you should do. Now, that will help you compound that portfolio and, you know, hopefully end up with that same, you know, millions of dollars from compounding out your portfolio. Now, if you're, you know, if you're older, okay, you need to be able to protect that money because, again, of course, you don't want to be in a position, you know, because now obviously one of the problems is if all of your money is in equities, which is okay if you're hedged. But if all your money is in equities and the markets have a dramatic move against you, you know, you and you say, geez, am I going to have enough money to live the rest of my life? That's always an issue. So I say to you that you should be hedged and protected. But I also say to you that, you know, be defensive on some things. And if you're not going to hedge, then make sure you're at least somewhat diversified so that one major move will not cripple you. And I think this is one of the things that, you know, is part of the trading world and part of the investing world is that some of us have a tendency, like I would bet that many of your portfolios are too lopsided with one particular stock. Typically, it would be an Apple, an Amazon, a Google, okay, something of that nature. And that's just too much of one thing. It doesn't matter how good the company is. What it matters is will your emotions and will your pocketbook be able to withstand a haircut in that particular stock? You know that Apple in 2011, when it was first at that first run at 700, and every expert in the world was calling for 1,000, it went back to 350. Okay, now again, now it's back over 1,000 in split relationship, but. Well, my point is very simple, is that if you have two, if there's one stock or anything is too much a part of your portfolio, you need to reduce that so that you're not exposed to only one stock, okay, or only one future, depending on whatever you're using. You don't want to have too much exposure to one thing, very simply because that one thing can create major heartburn for you over time. And again, force you to make a bad decision. And this goes back to the example we probably talked about on air before, but the Larry Page example from a portion of his Google stock. And people were panicking and worrying about, oh my God, it's wrong. The world is over. Google is going to be in trouble. And he just simply said after the fact that, hey, it's too part of bigger part of my portfolio. It's 80% of my net worth. What would I do if something went wrong? And that's the issue. So nothing should be more than, you know, 5 or 10% of your overall portfolio. Because, you know, and what happens that's why you rebalance your portfolio. You don't rebalance because you think the market's doing something. You rebalance when one of your holdings may appreciate too much. For example, if you would have bought Amazon to $30 in December of 08, and you still have it, Well, obviously, it's, you made a lot of money, but it is now a huge portion of your net worth. So that needs to be rebalanced out. And because, again, the key to successful investing is being balanced and having a position on that will not wipe you out of business if something should go wrong. All right. Now, again, I don't suspect that things that Apple will go out of business. I don't suspect that Amazon will go out of business. But I would not be surprised at all if Amazon took a 50% haircut before it went back up again. You know, Apple, which is known as the pre, and this is in the height of Apple before there was as much competition and before they had a little struggles, they took a big haircut. Okay, 50%. So again, we always go by the law or the rules that this time is not different and that the markets will have a big correction and individual stocks will have big corrections. I mean, again, and I'm not talking about a market collapse or a crash. We're not accounting for that. We're just accounting for what may happen just over the natural point of selling. I mean, remember, Apple took the 50% haircut in 11 and 12 in the height of the bull market. So again, the markets never announce themselves, nor they tell you when they're going to have these sell-offs or whatever. So it behooves you to make sure that you're hedged. But if you don't want to be hedged, which is fine, okay, then make sure that your portfolio is somewhat balanced. Make sure that you do not put yourself in jeopardy to have one holding destroy your portfolio. Okay, I hope that makes sense to everybody, because again, it's just this is my view of having you being in the best position to be successful over the long term, over the long haul. So you want to make sure that you keep yourself in a fairly balanced position so that you don't have to worry about the issue, the problems, the things that could possibly go wrong in a market, because you will not be overexposed, okay, to any one particular holding. And again, that is something that we have to make sure that we understand at all times, is to be balanced. Don't be afraid of missing something. Balance is more important, because over time they're going to work themselves up. And that's why I'm having my hedging futures webinar tomorrow, Saturday. If you'd like to join it, go to BubbaTrading.com. You can see the link will be there for you to sign up. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we want to remind you to download the show every single day at LibertyTalk.fm and check out our other content there as well. And don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which gives you today's newspaper or tomorrow's newspaper today, because I recap the markets every day and then I give you what I think is going to happen tomorrow. And of course, you can go to BubbaTrading.com to get that as well. It is free. No credit card, no nothing. Just go sign up for it. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. As always, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And we will see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.